スデバヤ。
オムナモバガバテバスデバヤ。
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 Reading from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, text 27.
今天我们阅读《国家梵歌》第七章的第二十七节诗。
Icha dvesha samutena dvandva mohina bharata sarva bhutani samoham sarge yante parantapa. O scion of Bharata.
Oh, 那个 Bharata 的后裔啊。
O conqueror of the foe.
啊，那个愚昧的征服者。
All living entities are born into delusion.
所有的生物都是所有的生物体都出生在这个幻象中。
Bewildered by dualities.
被这种二元性所迷惑。
Arisen from desire and hate.
那就是有这个欲望和产生了欲望和恨憎恨。
Okay, try to read it from the English to Chinese.
Okay.
Okay. Try it there.
那这个所有的生物的原本的真正的地位是至尊主的这个从属，他们是充满了这个纯粹的知识，至尊主。
Om Agyana Tamilam Dasya Agyana Anjana Sabakaya Chaksha Anunitamina Tazamashi Guru Gurumaha Hukam Karoti Vachavam Mangam Mangaya Tegari Kadkrita Tamaha Mande Shri Anunitamina.
So this is
reading from one verse in Bhagavad Gita.
我现在呢，从《国家梵歌》里头给大家挑出一节诗来。
What Krishna has given so many instructions to Arjuna in this Bhagavad Gita?
那个 Krishna 他就是在《国家梵歌》当中给了 Arjuna 那么多的训示。
And the whole purpose of these instructions are actually explained here in this verse.
那实际上，整个《国家梵歌》的这些所有的训示的那个要旨，就在这节诗当中就是。
To remove Arjuna from duality.
也就是让 Arjuna 去除那种相对性的那种概念。
The material world is filled with dualities.
物质世界里充满了相对性、二元性的概念。
And therefore, we see everything in terms of good and bad.
因此，我们看所有的事情都是看好坏。
Unfortunately, this duality exists.
但是呢，不幸的是呢，就是这个二元性就是在这个。物质世界的存在。
Because we have forgotten Krishna, who is the absolute whole.
之所以是这样，是因为我们忘了 Krishna, 而 Krishna 呢，它是一个绝对的整体。
Who is the primary cause of all causes?
它是所有万事万物的起源。
The source of everything within creation.
它是在这个物质创造里的一切的起源。
And upon whom everything and everyone in this entire material world depends.
而呢，就是说，在这个整个的这个创造物质创造当中，万事万物所有的生物全都在依靠着它。
Nothing can exist without Krishna.
没有任何一件事情是在没有 Krishna 的情况下可以独立存在。
Krishna says, "Matakvaratanam nanyat kinchit asti dananjaya." He says, "There's no truth superior to me."
那 Krishna 在这个经典里就说了，没有任何一个真理能够高于我。
Everything rests upon me, just like pearls are resting on a thread.
万事万物都依靠我，就像珍珠穿在线上一样。
Everything means entire material and spiritual worlds.
那所有的一切的意思指的是物质世界和灵性世界。
They are all resting upon Krishna.
所有的整个的这些世界都是依靠 Krishna 而存在。
But although, could you open it up? Although everything is resting upon Krishna, we should never think that Krishna is burdened by these things.
既然尽管所有的一切都依靠 Krishna, 我们千万不要以为那 Krishna 一定很累。
It's like there's a very famous picture of Atlas who's holding up the globe.
啊，就像有一个特别有名的画一样，不知道大家看见没有？就一个巨人，他好像是背着一个地球一样。
He's standing in this.Carrying this heavy globe on his shoulder.
对，他就是
heavy weight.
他就是扛着那个沉重的地球，被压得腰都弯了。
When Krishna says everything rests upon him, he doesn't mean something like this.
当 Krishna 说一切万事万物都依靠他的时候，我们千万就说不要以为是指的像这样一幅画面。
Krishna is always transcendental to this material world.
Krishna 永远他超越这个物质世界。
All this material world is described as a separated material energy.
实际上，这个物质世界在经典里描述说是这个至尊主的分离能分离了的能量。
Bhumir apurna lovayu kamano buddha evacha. Krishna describes that the earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego are all his separated material energies.
啊，黑师呢在《薄伽梵歌》里就说了，土、水、火、空气，啊，空间。心还有智力和假我这八种物质元素都是跟我分离了 的外在的能量。
Aparayam itastanyam prakatid vidhi mekaram jiva bhuta mahabaho yagi dandarya te jagat. He said, but besides this inferior energy is my superior energy, which are the living entities.
但是呢，他说除了这些个低等能量以外，还有一种更高等的能量，那些高等的能量就是所有的生物。
We're working very hard trying to sustain this universe.
那这些个所谓高等的能量呢，他们在物质世界里苦苦的挣扎，希望就是说有这种物质的生存，为物质生存。
The living entities are working hard.
那些个生物体都是工作的非常辛苦。
But Krishna doesn't work hard.
但是 Krishna 就没有工作的那么辛苦。
Krishna can create, maintain, and destroy everything without having to do anything.
Krishna 呢，他可以就是创造、维系并毁灭一切，但是呢，什么他又不用亲自去做。
That might sound something very, very difficult to understand.
那这么听起来的话是非常非常困难理解的。
How can Krishna do something without having to do it?
为什么能够说 Krishna 他做什么事情，但是同时他又没有做呢
？But this is Krishna.
这个就是 Krishna.
And this is what we have to understand about Krishna.
这个就是我们必须要去了解。Krishna 到底是怎么回事
？Krishna is not limited by the physical laws of this material world.
Physical laws.
Laws.
物理定律。
好
的。
Law.
物理定律。
Okay, Krishna 呢，他就说不被这个物质世界的里头面那些个定律所束缚。
That's what it means to be transcendental.
那这意味着就是说他是超然的。
We are limited by the laws of the material.
但是我们却被物质的法律所限制。
Because we have accepted a material body.
因为我们接受了一个肉身物质躯体。
But Krishna does not have material body.
但是 Krishna 他没有这个物质身体。
Ajopi sanaviyatma bhuta nami shuropi san. Krishna says that his body is transcendental. It's unborn.
这个 Krishna 说他的身体是完全超然的，是不经出生就存在的。
He says, although I am unborn, and my transcendental body never deteriorates.
他说，就是说，尽管我是不经出生就存在的，但是我的身体呢，从来不会有什么变化。
And although I am the Lord of all sentient beings,
尽管呢，我是所有的生物的主人。
Still, I appear in every millennium in my original transcendental form.
但是呢，我还是就是说，在每一个年代里头，都会以我原本的形象显现。
Krishna has a body, but it's a transcendental body.
Krishna, 尽管他有身体，但是他的身体是超然的。
It is not a body made of material ingredients.
他不是这个，他的身体不是由物质元素构成的。
Krishna's body is Satchidananda Vigraha.
Krishna 的身体是 Satchidananda Vigraha,
which is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss.
意思这句梵文的意思就是说，他的身体是永恒的、极乐的、充满知识的。
Therefore, when Krishna appears in this world, he doesn't have to become under the laws of material nature.
正因为如此，当 Krishna 在这个世界显现的时候，他不必要去受到这种物质的法律的束缚。
Because he's transcendental, he's above.
因为它是超然的，它超越整个这个法律。
Srila Prabhupada gives the example just like when a warden enters into the prison house. Warden is the person in charge of a prison.
那个圣帕帕的就举了一个例子，就像那个监狱长、典狱长，他进监狱去巡视。
Many of the prisoners may see him come into the prison house and they may laugh and just say, look at the warden, he's in prison.
那些个就是犯人们看到那个监狱长来巡视了，他们有的愚蠢的可能就会笑说，哦，你看他也进监狱了，跟我们一样。
But he's, although he's in prison, he's not bound by the laws of the prison.
但是实际上这个监狱长尽管他在 监狱里行走，但是他完全不受这个监狱的那些个规定的束缚，不让出来什么。
Just as easily as he walks in, he can walk out.
他就是随心所欲的，他想走进来就走进来，他想走出去就走出去。
But the prisoners, they are bound by these laws.
但是那些个犯人们，他们就被关在里头，就受这些个法律的制裁。
So Krishna is never bound by the laws of the material world.
那这个 Krishna 呢，他从来不会被这个物质世界所束缚。
Only the living entities are bound.
只有这些我们这些个生物渺小的生物体，它才被受束缚。
Those living entities who can be described here were born into delusion.
那这些个什么样的生物体在物质世界里受束缚呢？经典里就描述说，他们完全是生活在那个幻觉错误当中。
And who are bewildered by dualities.
他们呢就会被这种二元性、相对性所迷惑。
Which arise from desire and hate.
然后呢，他们因此就产生了无尽的欲望和憎恨等等。
This is one type of duality.
这个就是一种形式的表现的这个二元性相对。
We want something and we don't want something.
也就是说，相对性的意思说，我想要什么，那些我不想要。
We want happiness and we don't want distress.
我们想要快乐，我们不想要痛苦。
Isn't everybody's like that?
是，他说是不是大家都是这个样子？
Everybody wants to enjoy and nobody wants to suffer.
所有的人都想要享乐，谁也不想要受苦。
So that's one type of duality in the material world.
那这个呢，就是物质世界里头的相对性的一种表现。
Enjoyment and suffering.
就也就是有快乐，没有痛苦。
Heat and cold.
还有热冷。
Honor dishonor.
就是荣誉和不名誉。
Friend enemy.
朋友敌人。
These are all dualities in the material world.
这些都是物质世界里面的相对性的概念。
And in this verse of Bhagavad Gita, it's described these dualities come due to one thing.
那这个佛家梵歌里就描述说，这样的一种相对性，它是从哪儿产生的呢？
Dualities arise due to not being able to see everything in connection to Krishna.
之所以产生这样的相对性，是因为他看所有的一切，他都是在没有 Krishna 的情况下去看。
One who sees that this material world is Krishna's energy.
如果人看到就是说这个物质世界实际上是 Krishna 的能量。
He sees Krishna behind everything.
如果能够看到 Krishna 在所有一切的后面在操纵。
And because he knows Krishna.
而且如果他知道 Krishna 的话。
And because he loves Krishna.
他爱 Krishna.
He's never fearful.
他永远都不会有恐惧。
He's not fearful of any condition of life.
他就说不管物质生活的状况是什么样子，他都不会产生恐惧。
Because he knows Krishna to be his eternal protector.
因为他知道 Krishna 是他永远的保护者。
He knows Krishna to be his eternal friend.
他知道 Krishna 是他永恒的朋友。
And he's fully dependent upon Krishna for everything.
就是他无论什么事情，他是完全依靠 Krishna.
This is devotee.
这个就是奉献者。
A devotee is one who is always dependent on Krishna.
就是奉献者就是什么样的人呢？就是所有的一切他完全依靠 Krishna 这样的。
And who is always dependent upon Krishna's decision.
他总是依靠 Krishna 最后做的决定。
Because Krishna is absolute.
因为 Krishna 他是绝对者。
It means that he is all good.
也就是说他是至善的。
That is the absolute nature of Krishna.
这个就是 Krishna 的这种绝对的本性。
Srila Prabhupada gives the example, as long as we're facing the sun, everything is bright.
就像这个圣帕帕的举的例子，就是说，当我们面对太阳的时候，一切都是光明的。
Why? Because the sun is always bright.
为什么？因为太阳本身它就是光明的。
There's no darkness in the sun.
在太阳的出现的时候是没有这个黑暗存在。
When do we see darkness?
我们为什么会看到黑暗呢？
When we turn our back to the sun.
啊，就是当我们把脸，就是背，就是把我们的背对着这个太阳的时候，我们就看到黑暗。
Then we see our shadow.
这个时候我们就可以看到我们的影子。
You can't see your shadow between you and the sun.
当你面对着太阳的时候，你根本就看不到你的影子。
It's always behind you.
那个影子都在你后面。
So how do you see your shadow?
所以你怎么才能够看到你的影子呢？
You have to turn your back to the sun.
你必须就是把你的脸背向这个太阳的时候，你才能看到影子。
The same way, Krishna is always good.
那同样的道理 ，Krishna 他是至善，至善至美。
But, well, how do we see evil?
但是我们怎么就会看到有这种邪恶的东西了呢
？We see evil when we turn away from Krishna.
当我们把背对着 Krishna 的时候，我们就看到了邪恶。
Then we see the evil of the material world.
这个就是我们为什么在物质世界里看到邪恶的原因。
And then we see duality.
我们也看到了相对性。
But in Krishna consciousness, there's no duality.
但是实际上，在 Krishna 意识当中，没有什么相对性、二元性。
The duality of the material world doesn't ultimately exist.
这个物质世界里头的相对性、二元性，实际上最终是不存在。
But the conditioned soul sees it due to his conditioned intelligence.
但是呢，这些个我们这些受制约的灵魂，由于我们的智力被束缚住了，因此我们就以这样的方式看事情。
This imaginary experience of a world which is separate from Krishna.
这样的一种就是对世界的一种想象性的一种概念，实际上是因为跟 Krishna 分离以后产生的。
Is compared to the acts of dreaming and desiring.
啊，这个就是像这个做梦，还有这个欲望一样。
When a conditioned soul has a wonderful dream or a bad dream.
啊，有的时候我们人呢，这个受制约的生物体，他有的时候会做好的梦，有时候会做噩梦。
Or when he daydreams of something that he would like to have or something he would like to avoid.
啊，在这个他做白日梦的时候，他呢有些事情是他想要的，有些事情是他想避免的。
He creates a reality that has no existence beyond his imagination.
就是说，这个
He creates a reality that has no existence beyond his imagination.
Okay, 他呢，就是说，在他的想象的范围之内去想象出一些实际上不存在的事情。
Just like you've all had nice dreams before, I'm sure, right?
啊，这个就像我们晚上有时候也会做什么梦，美梦嘛。
And while you're dreaming at night, you dream of something very, very nice, something very pleasurable.
哈，有的时候我们在晚上做美梦的时候，哇，梦里都好开心哦。
You may have a dream of somebody that you're with that you very much want to be with.
啊，也许呢，做梦就做到了你特别想跟某一个人在一起那么一个人。
Or you may dream that you've become a millionaire or a powerful king.
或者是呢，做梦做的成了亿万富翁，或者是当上了国王。
So when you wake up from the dream,
但是呢，当梦醒来的时候
，although you are happy in the dream, when you wake up, you're very sad.
但是当梦醒来的时候，尽管你在梦里都是那么的开心，一醒来，哦，什么都没有，所以就很伤心了。
Why are you sad?
为什么你会伤心呢
？Because it was only a dream.
因为那个只不过是一场梦而已。
But you may have a very bad dream.
那有的时候呢，可能会做噩梦。
Sure, some of you may have had bad dreams before.
相信你们大家都做过噩梦。
You have a bad dream that somebody's trying to kill you.
在梦里头有人追杀你。
And then you wake up.
然后你在特别紧张的情况下就醒过来了。
You always just wake up in time when somebody's about to kill you.
老是什么时候醒，都是在就要把你给杀死的时候就吓醒了。
And then when you open up your eyes, and you're so happy because you realize it was just a dream.
但是呢，当你睁开眼睛的时候，你就会觉得那么的快乐。为什么？哦，因为刚才只是一场噩梦而已。
So the happiness and the suffering you experience has no connection with reality. It's only connected to a dream.
所以说，你的那种快乐和痛苦跟真实存在其实一点关系都没有，只不过是你想象的是一场梦而已。
So just like we have dreams at night, we also have dreams during the day.
所以呢，就像我们晚上做梦一样，我们也经常做白日梦，白天也做梦。
We have good dreams at night when we're sleeping.
啊，当我们睡觉的时候呢，晚上做美梦。
Or bad dreams when we're sleeping.
或者是睡觉的时候做噩梦。
But during the day, we're always dreaming of something that we want to have.
但是呢，在白天的时候，我们总是梦想着想要得到什么东西。
Or something that we're trying to avoid.
或者是我们想有些事情我们不想要要回避。
But it's the same thing.
但是这实际上是一样的事。
The only difference is one is a night dream and the other is a daydream.
这唯一的区别就是一个是晚上做的梦，一个是白天做的梦。
In the material world, everyone's dreaming of something they really want to have that will give them so much happiness.
嗯，在这个物质世界里头，每一个人都做梦说，我如果能够真的得到我想要得到的话，想要得到的那个东西，那我就会特别快乐。
And they think this is good.
啊，而且他们认为，哎，我要得到这个东西是好的。
It's so good, it will make me happy.
啊，这么好这个东西肯定会让我快乐。
But then when we get it, we see there's so much troubles.Troubles that we didn't expect to come.
但是呢，当我们得到了我们梦寐以求的那个事物的时候呢，随之而来的是很多很多的麻烦，而那些麻烦是我们不想要的。
Before I was thinking, if I got this, I would just simply enjoy.
而我以前就是在没有得到那个东西之前，我就想说，如果得到了那个东西，我就会去享受了。
I didn't expect so many problems to come.
我根本就没有想到怎么随之而来有那么多的问题来了。
So therefore, we think this is good. We always desire. We desire something, and we are happy just simply with the expectation.Of getting our desire fulfilled.
啊，所以说，当我们感受那个快乐的时候，实际上是在什么呢？是在我们期望想要得到我们想得到的东西的时候，那个时候就是想象出来一种快乐。
Or we may daydream of something we want to avoid.
啊，或者是白天呢，就是想说有些事情我们是不想要、想回避的。
I don't want this to happen.
我不想要这件事情发生。
If this happens, then I know I'm going to suffer.
这件事情要发生的话，我知道就会很痛苦的。
So we have.Our daydream of desiring and the things that we desire and things we want to avoid.
所以说我们在白天的时候也有那些个梦想，要想回避一些东西，要想得到一些东西。
But it has no connection with reality.
但是实际上这些跟那个真实的存在是没有关系的。
We're only thinking of ourselves and we're not thinking of Krishna.
我这是为什么？这是因为我们一直总是想着自己，从来没有想着 Krishna.
I have to see how everything is connected to Krishna.
当我们就是说看到所有的一切都跟 Krishna 有关系的时候
，But we foolishly think, well, if it makes me happy, then I'll be happy.
啊，我们呢不是这么想问题的，我们总是想说，如果这个事情能让我快乐，那我就快乐。
But we'll always be in duality because we simply see ourselves.
但是呢，如果总是这么想问题的话，我们就永远是在这种二元性、相对性的概念当中。为什么？因为我们想的总是自己。
If we want to transcend duality, we have to see Krishna first.
如果我们想要超越二元性、相对性的概念的话，我们必须先要看 Krishna。
Because Krishna is all good.
因为 Krishna 他是至善的。
He knows how to make us happy even better than we can by ourselves.
他知道我们怎么样才能让我们真正的快乐。他实际上比我们还要清楚我们怎么才能快乐。
Because everything he does is for our good.
因为他所做的一切实际上都是为了我们的利益。
Even our existence in this material world is for our good.
即使是在这个物质存在，就是我们现在存在的这个物质世界里面这个事实，也是它是为了让我们好才这么做的。
Sometimes people's challenge, if Krishna is so good, then why am I suffering?
有的时候有些人就挑战的就问说，既然 Krishna 是那么的好，为什么我现在在受苦？
I shouldn't have to suffer.
啊，我不应该受苦啊。
Why is Krishna making me suffer if he's so good?
如果 Krishna 是那么好的话，他为什么要让我受苦呢？
Why is there suffering in this world?
为什么这个物质世界是那么的痛苦？
But as we explained before, the suffering comes due to turning away from Krishna.
但是呢，我们前面刚才讲过，之所以有痛苦，是因为我们把那个脸就转过去了，不再看 Krishna.
Because we turned away from Krishna, that's why we're in this world.
啊，我们因为就是说背叛了 Krishna, 所以我们就在这个世界里了。
So this world is.Krishna's shadow.
这个世界是 Krishna 的影子。
In the spiritual world, Krishna describes in Bhagavad Gita, there is no darkness.
在这个灵性世界里面，这个 Krishna 他在《博迦梵歌》里就解释说，在灵性世界里头是没有黑暗的。
Everything is light.
所有的一切都是那么的光明。
Everyone is full of bliss.
每一个人在那儿都是那么的
Everyone is eternal.
所有的生物在里面都是永恒的。
Everyone is full of knowledge.
每一个生物在那都是充满了知识。
But the material world is a place of darkness.
但是呢，物质世界是一个充满了黑暗的地方。
Right, just like George Harrison's song, "Beware of Darkness."
那这个说那个乔治哈里森就是披头士之一，他唱了一个就是 是那个小草是吧？就是那个小草。哦，就是黑暗的迷惑，小草还有什么？就是脚心黑暗，是不是披头四的那个？
Darkness is the material world. This is Krishna's shadow.
这个黑暗是物质世界，这个物质世界只不过是 Krishna 的一个影子而已。
We've already turned away from Krishna, and therefore we've experienced suffering.
因为我们把背朝向了 Krishna, 因此我们现在在体验痛苦。
But that's also good.
但是这也好啊。
What? Suffering is good.
什么？你说的快乐是好的。
Why is suffering good?
啊，痛苦是好的，是错的。痛苦是好的。
But actually, it's good because it will help us to understand that we shouldn't be here.
哦，就说为什么说痛苦是好的呢？因为我们经受了痛苦以后，我们才能够明白，我们不应该在这个地方继续留下去。
Just like when you put your hand in the fire, you feel pain.
就像你把你的手放到火上，你就会感到被烧烫、烧疼了。
Why do you feel pain?
你为什么会？觉得疼呢
？But the pain is good.
因为这个疼是好的嘛。
There's a reason why you feel pain.
啊，这个就是说有这个理由，为什么你会感到疼
？If you didn't feel pain, you'd leave your hand in the fire.
如果你要是不觉得疼的话，你就会把手一直放在火上。
And it would become completely burnt.
那你这手就烧焦了。
But because you feel pain, you take your hand out of the fire.
正是因为你放在火上，你感到疼了，你马上就把手缩回来。
Same thing with material world.
那物质世界也是这个样子。
So therefore, we experience suffering in material world.
所以我们在这个物质世界就有痛苦，感受到痛苦。
To help us realize that we should be in that place where there's no suffering.
我们感受到这个痛苦，就要帮助我们认识到说，这个世界不是我们待的，我们不应该这样受。
Srila Prabhupada describes as Vaikuntha.
圣帕巴的就描述了这个灵性世界百坤的无忧。
Why means without and kunta means anxiety.
那个 why 的意思就是没有，坤的意思是没有焦虑，是焦虑，所以百坤的是没有焦虑。
The material world is called kunta, it's a place of anxiety.
那这个物质世界梵文叫坤的，意思就是充满了焦虑的世界。
The living entity is meant to experience eternal happiness.
这个生物它本来应该是体验这个永恒的快乐。
Everything here in this world is simply a distorted, a perverted reflection of the spiritual world.
在这个物质世界里头的一切，实际上只不过是灵性世界的扭曲了的倒影而已。
And everyone is simply chasing after the reflection.
所有的人实际上都在追求那个不真实的那个幻影，那个。
Just like Krishna tells Lord Brahma in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
就像这个 Krishna 在这个圣眼薄伽瓦坛里说的
，He says, "Oh Brahma, whatever you see, which has a value which has no relationship with me."
他说这个 Brahma， 他跟那个四面佛在这里头的四面佛 Brahma 就说，说你所看到的一切，就是说有价值的东西，实际上是跟我没有关系。
You should. Whatever you see of value which has no relationship with me, you should know it to be my illusory energy.
You should know
it to be my illusory energy.
他说您就说你所看到的一切有价值的东西是跟我没有关系的。你应该知道，所有的这一切只不过是我的错觉、幻觉、能量而已。
Or that reflection which appears in the darkness.
也就是说，那样的一个影像是在这个黑暗当中展现的。
You can see a reflection of light in the darkness.
我们可以在电影院里其实感受到那个，就是。影像，它是在黑暗里你才能看得出来。
You can't see a reflection of light in the light.
在那个影，就那种影像电影里，你不能够在那个亮的地方去放，对吧
you only see where it is in a place which is dark.
只有在黑暗当中，你才能看到那个影像而已。
So Krishna is explaining that everything in this world is a reflection of the spiritual world.
所以说 ，Krishna 就解释说，在这个物质世界里头的一切，只不过是灵性世界的。
It's a reflection which is appearing in the darkness of the material world.
是这个灵性世界的影像在物质世界里头的这个黑暗里面所展现出来。
So Krishna tells Brahma that whatever you see of any value.
所以说 ，Krishna 就告诉 Brahma 四面佛，就说你所看到的一切有价值的东西。
If you don't see that it's connected to me.
如果你看不到它是跟我有关系的话。
It's my.
那肯定就是错觉幻觉。
Because everything's connected.
因为实际上一切的一切都是跟 Krishna 紧密联系的。
As we explained before, everything is coming from him. Everything is coming from his energies.
Because we 们前面刚才解释过，所有的一切万事万物都来自 Krishna， 都是他的能量。
But why do we think it's valuable？
但是为什么我们感到什么事情是有价值的
？We think it's valuable because it's connected to me.
啊，我们认为有价值的东西是因为跟我有关系，我才认为那个是有价值的。
Therefore, I think it's so valuable.
啊，我们认为是跟我有关系的，所以我们才会觉得啊，那个东西可是真的。
Because I will enjoy it.
因为我要享受那个。
And Krishna says, "Okay, you think it's valuable?"
啊，那 Krishna 就说好啊，你不是认为那个是有价值的东西吗？
Because it's connected to you.
因为那是跟你联系，只跟你联系。
But that's my illusion.
那个只是我的幻想。
That's it's my Maya.
是我的错觉的能量的展示。
Everything is valuable when it's connected to Krishna.
当所有的一切跟 Krishna 连接起来的时候，它才真正有价值。
Then it becomes valuable.
才真正的有价值。
Just as the hand becomes valuable when it's connected to the body.
这个就像手之所以有价值，是因为跟我们的身体连接在一起。
Hand which is not connected to the body, what is its value?
如果这个手断掉掉下去，跟身体没关系的，它有什么价值？
What do you do with a hand which is not connected to the body?
那只手如果跟身体已经分开的话，你拿那只手想要做什么？能做什么？
Its real value is when it's connected.
所以说，真正有价值是因为它跟 Krishna 联系在一起。
Similarly, the value of everything in this world is when it's connected to Krishna.
同样的道理，在这个物质世界里头，所有一切如果是有价值的东西，它只有跟 Krishna 连接在一起，它才真正的有价值。
So Krishna says, if you see anything of value and you don't see that it's connected to me.
好，所以 Krishna 就说，如果你看到某一个事物是挺有价值的，但是你看不到它跟我是连接在一起的话
，That's my Maya.
那个就是我的错觉能量的展示。
Because Maya is connected to me too.
因为那个 Maya 那个错觉幻象也是跟我。
Even the ability to forget me is coming from me.
就在经典里说，甚至那个遗忘都是来自 Krishna。
You want to forget me?
Krishna 说：“你不是想忘了我吗？”
Then Krishna gives you the ability to forget.
Krishna 就给你赐予那种能量，让你忘了。
Just like the sun creates clouds.
这个就像太阳，它可以把这个云彩、云朵，是吧
？Sun is not covered by clouds.
那个太阳从来不会被云朵所遮盖住。
But we're covered.
是我们的眼睛被那个云朵遮盖住。
We can't see the sun because of the clouds in the sky.
我们之所以看不见太阳，是因为啊，就啊，我们看不见太阳。我说的是，之所以看不见太阳，是因为天空当中有云朵。
Sun takes water and evaporates it, and creates clouds.
嗯，那个太阳呢，它就是那个热，就使得水就蒸发上来，然后呢就变成云朵。
Similarly, Krishna creates this material energy.
同样的道理，就是哪个他有。他的这个创造了他的物质能量。
So that for those who want to forget Krishna can try to forget Krishna.
所以说那些个想要遗忘 Krishna 的人，你就可以试着这么去做。
But it's his energy.
但是呢，这也是他的能量，遗忘也是他的能量。
He's given us a choice. If we want to forget, then here you can forget here.
嗯，这个 Krishna 他给我们这个自由选择的权利。你要想忘了他 ，OK， 你就忘了他。
But Krishna is so kind that he comes and he says, "Don't stay in the darkness."
但是 Krishna 他是那么的仁慈，他也来到这个世界，告诉我们说，不要再在这个黑暗的世界里继续待下去。
Don't try to enjoy the reflection.
不要老去试着去享受那个幻象。
Wherever there is reflection, it means there is some light someplace else.
如果有这个地方有这个影像的话，意味着它是有真实的。这是一种反射。
Everything here is reflection, but the light is in the spiritual world.
啊，这边有的那个影像，实际上呢，所有的真实存在都在灵性世界。
The relationships in this world are a reflection of the eternal relationships in the spiritual world.
在这个物质世界里头的所有的人和人呐，等等的那些个关系，都是灵性世界里面的生物跟这个 Krishna 的关系的一种影像而已。
Krishna says, "Don't try to enjoy the reflections of this material world in the world of darkness."
Krishna 说，千万不要试图在这个黑暗的世界里头试图去享受这种影像。
Come to the light.
到光明当中来。Right.
That is what Krishna is teaching Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita.
这个就是 Krishna 在这个佛家梵歌当中给予阿朱那的教导。
He's instructing him how to transcend the dualities of desire and hate.
他教导阿朱那怎么能够超越那种无尽的欲望和憎恨等等。
and to see everything connected to him and go back home back to Buddha.
好，教导他怎么样能够看一切都跟 Krishna 有关系啊，这样去看，然后呢，能够回到原本的家园。
So I will end here because I said that I will end by 8:30, so you can take prasadam.
嗯，他老师说，我被告知我们必须这个八点半就结束，所以我就在此就结束了。好，这样才能够吃到早餐。
You have a long walk to the prasadam hall.
啊，我们要走很远的路才能够到吃 prasadam 的地方。
You should miss breakfast.
所以我们应该就是吃。
Any quick questions?
大家有没有什么问题？
In the real life, we have all kinds of stress and challenge.
All kinds of
stress. We have to relieve everything we do connected to the other people. If we want to survive, we have to get connected. We have to do something, go for a company, do something. And so how do we balance?Material life and spiritual life. How do we achieve it? On one hand, we have to achieve some goal in material life.
But at the same time, we're being pulled by so many other obligations.
Right. So how do you get the balance?
You want to translate your question so others can?
Yeah. 在我们的这个实际上，我们的生活上，我们总是离不开人群。我们要做一点东西，我们要做工作，我们找个工作，但是工作一般来讲会有要达成什么样的目标，要赚很多钱。但是同时我们也有这个 spiritual 的东西，这灵性上的东西，但是叫我们就是要忘记这个物质。但是忘到物质，我们活不下去，因为我们要靠别人来生存，所以我们怎么取得一个平衡？
Srila Prabhupada explains in the Srimad Bhagavatam that the living entity in the material body has two activities in this material world.
这个圣巴巴在国家瓦坛里面就解释说，生物体呢，就是在这个有物质躯体的这个生物，在物质世界里又做两件事情。
Those activities which are connected to the body.
那这样那样的活动是什么？一个是跟这个躯体有关系。
And those activities which are connected to liberation.
那还有一种活动就是说跟这个解脱有关系。
Or in this case, connected to Krishna.
或者说我们说现在谈的就是跟 Krishna 有关系。
As long as we have a material body, we have activities we have to perform in relationship to this body.
只要我们还有这个肉身在物质躯体在，我们就要去从事一些个跟这个躯体有关系的活动。
But we have to perform both these activities.
但是我们这两种活动都应该去做。
The material world is always pulling us to remind us about our bodily obligations.
那这个物质世界里头呢，它总是拉着我们，拉扯着我们，就让我们知道，在这个世界里有这么多的这个责任啊，或者什么要履行的。
But if we always want to keep ourselves fixed in our spiritual obligations,
但是如果我们总是把我们的目标就是固定在就是我们的这个
，then we have to learn how to perform our bodily obligations in a spirit of detachment.
好。那如果我们把我们的目标定在那个崇高的、最终的那个解脱的啊，回归 Krishna 的那个目标的话，我们就要学习怎么能够既从事这个物质活动，但是同时呢，就是说又不受这个活动的影响。
We perform our duties connected to the body because they ought to be done. We perform our duties. Oh, I'm sorry.
就是我已经忘了。对，就是说我们。就要学习怎么在从事物质活动同时又不执着，一种灵性的精神做到不执着。
We perform our duties connected to the body simply because they ought to be done.
啊，就是说我们之所以要做一些个跟这个物质躯体有关系的活动，只是因为必须得做，要不然要活着。
Not because we want to get pleasure from it.
而不应该是说我是因为想得到那种快乐才要去做。
That is instruction of Srimad Bhagavatam.
这个是圣典国家法坛给的训示。
Kamasya nindriya pitiya loba jivita yavata jivasya tatva jigyasa nasto yascheha kamabhi. Life's desires should never be directed towards sense enjoyment.
也就是说，经典里刚才他念的一段梵文的意思就是说，我们这个生活的目标永远不应该把它定在是那种感官享乐上。
One should desire to live.
我们应该就是说要活下去。
Only because the human form of life enables him to inquire about the absolute truth.
我们之所以为要有这种活下去的愿望，是因为我们应该知道，只有人体才能够去追寻、去询问有关绝对真理的知识。
This should be the goal of his work.
这个应该是工作的最终目标。
We have so many obligations to family, to work, right?
我们有那么多的责任义务要履行，什么家人啊，工作啊等等。
And we're always being pulled.
我们总是被这些就是拉扯的。
But why are we feeling that strong pull?
但是我们为什么能够一直感到那么强烈的拉扯呢？
More than a spiritual pull?
为什么我们感受到那个拉扯是那么的强烈，比那种灵性的那种拉扯就？
Because we're attached to the pleasures that we get from those.
我们之所以没有怎么感受那种灵性的拉扯，而是相对总是感受到这种物质世界的拉扯，是因为我们想要去享受这些东西。
If I don't do this, I won't enjoy.
我们就要知道说，那我要不做这些活动，我就享受不了我想要享受的这些。
If I don't satisfy him, I won't enjoy.
如果我要是不满足他的话，我就不能够享受。
If I don't satisfy my boss, I won't get any money.
我如果不满足我的老板的话，我就得不到钱。
And if I don't have any money, how will I enjoy?
如果我没钱的话，我怎么去享乐呢？
But actually, the goal of all of our work should simply be done in connection with the body, should be done because it ought to be done. We have a duty to maintain this body.
但事实上，我们要去做这些个活动、这些工作，应该是以一种什么样的这个心态呢？就是说，我们必须得做。为什么？因为这个是我们可以维生的，让我们能够继续生活下去。
We have a duty to maintain the body of our family members.
我们也有这个责任，就是说去维系我们的家人的生活，维系上去。为什么？
Because his body is a very valuable gift.
因为这个身体是。就是给我们的一个赐予我们的一个非常珍贵的礼物。
And if one understands the great value of this gift given by Krishna,
当我们知道这个身体是 Krishna 给我们的那么珍贵的礼物的话，
they'll maintain the bodies of himself and of his family members so that they can hear and chant about Krishna.
他当他理解到这个身体是 Krishna 给我们的那么珍贵的礼物的话，那他就会就是说去做工作，能够维系自己的生命，维系家人的生命，然后呢，大家一起来聆听、吟诵、吟唱。
This is the goal of all of our work.
这个才是我们工作的真正的目标。
But as soon as we think the goal of my work is to enjoy.
但是一旦我们想说我们工作的目的是为了享乐的话，自己的享乐。
The goal of all my obligations that I have to everybody is so that I can extract some pleasure, some happiness.
如果我们认为就是我们要对所有周围的人所履行的那个职责，是因为我们自己要享乐的话，
then we become entangled.
那我们就会被受到束缚。
And the more you become entangled,
你越被束缚。
The more you forget Krishna,
你就对 Krishna 就更是忘得一干二净。
Okay. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
我想
问一下。Yes,
question. 我还有问。
I have time? No.
I have time.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have time?
我想请问，就是因为我从来到这里接触到菩萨之后，其实我的心里面是一直充满彷徨，就是很彷徨。那因为我觉得，
you came here and know about Krishna, so she always feel she doesn't know what to do in Central, but why?
She doesn't know what to do in the future.
Yeah, but why she didn't? Because
因为我相信，我有我的宗教，那跟大家相信 Krishna 是一样的。那
你说你自己在信一个，
对，那我知道，我觉得其实从这里的很多真理，我得到其实知道跟我自己所相信的有非常多相通的地方。可是我不知道怎么样去得到平衡的，就是去接受或者是拒绝，或者在中间得到一个平衡。
哦， Because before she came to know Krishna, she had her own religion belief. And after knowing Krishna and the lesson we continue to say something, she feels that all things is reasonable. Yeah. And
all things so.
All we say is reasonable and similar than her, you know, beliefs. So, but she's afraid that how to balance this, you know. She believes something and now you say something new, you know. So
struggling between two different religions.
Yeah, how to balance.
You ask us to believe in.
Should believe Krishna.
Krishna.
And she believes something else.
Other religions.
Other religions.
所以当大家很快乐的时候，我或许可以得到短暂的快乐，可是其实我自己很清楚，自己内心是非常无助的。那我，所以我在这边，其实我会觉得，我不知道什么，就是我不知道快乐。
So, one.Everyone feel happy. She also temporarily feel happy, but same time she's afraid. So.
But we said before, fear comes from what?
他说刚才我们讲课的时候，我们说什么来着？就是那个恐惧是来自什么
？Fear comes from duality.
恐惧来自相对性、二元性的概念。
God, there's no duality in God.
但是呢，真正的绝对真理神。他没有这个二。
There's only one God.
只有一个神。
He has different names, but there's only one God.
他尽管就说名字不一样，但是只有一个。
God doesn't have a competitor.
这个神他没有说还有跟他竞争的对象。
So, therefore, you're fearful because you think there's two different gods.
因为你之所以感到恐惧，是因为你认为有两个神了。
But we're talking about the same God.
但实际上我们谈的都是一个神，同一个神。
There's only one sun.
其实太阳只有一个。
Because I'm in Mayapur, I'm not thinking this is the Mayapur sun.
我就认为这个是马尔代夫的太阳。
And when you're in Taiwan, you're thinking it's Taiwan sun.
他说你在台湾的时候，你会认为那太阳是台湾的太阳。
It's the same sun over your head and my head.
但实际上这个是都是在我们头顶上同一个太阳。
Same way, there's only one God.
同样的道理，神只有一个。
Our goal is to know who he is.
我们的真正的目标是要知道这位神他到底是谁。
The more that you know about your God, you should be happy.
他说，如果你知道你的对你的神了解了很多的话，你应该高兴啊。
Because we're talking about the same person.
因为我们在谈同一个人呢。
Right. So that fear comes from duality.
所以刚才说的这种相对性的概念是来自。这种恐惧是来自相对性的概念。
You think that we're talking about two different people?
你们认为我们在谈两个不一样的人。
Now I have to choose.
那现在我可要选择了。
Okay.
Thank you.
How do you say?
敬重吗？
所以呢，今天就那么了。
敬重吗？
呀。
Thank you. 大家顶拜感谢。